奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I will now share the teachings in the Bible with all of you.
今天早上要用彰显神仆人的名证做题目，跟大家来继续查考。
This morning, I'd like to use the topic to manifest the proof of being God's servant, as a topic for mutual encouragement.
那是继续我们星期一晚上所分享的。
And this is a continuation of what we shared during Monday night service.
那因为我们谈这个问题，是因为我们要从我们跟神有各种不同的关系啊，我们来想想，我们跟神是如果是主人跟仆人的关系里面，我们要怎么样做神的仆人。
The reason why we're discussing this is because we have different relationships with God. So one of them is as a master and a servant. So as a servant, we must consider what we should do.
我们跟神的关系有父子的关系。
So with God, we have the relationship of a father and a son.
我们跟神的关系也是夫妻的关系。
We also have a spousal relationship.
我们跟神也是像那个君王跟臣仆的关系。
And with God, we also have the relationship of a king and a servant.
就是神是王，我们是他的选，是他的子民。
That is that God is the king and we are his people.
那他就是高高在上，我们要来荣耀他的。
And he is high above and we must glorify him.
但是他也是我们的主人，我们每一个人都要来服侍他。
But he is also a master, so all of us must serve him.
那他是创造的主宰，我们是被造的，所以我们在他面前要谦卑的。
He is the creator, and we are those who have been created. So in front of him, we must be humble.
我们要从主耶稣是主人，我们是仆人的角色，这个关系来看我们的角色。
So from the perspective of the relationship of God as a master and us as the servant, we must look at this relationship.
那这个主题我们要从哥林多后书第六章来看。
So we will study this topic based on 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们现在请翻开哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书这一整卷书都在描述保罗他做一个神的仆人，他怎么样，他描述他自己的心情，以及他对这个神的仆人这个工作啊，这个神给他是个这个职分，他的负担。
And so Paul mentions in the book of 2 Corinthians how he felt about being God's servant and this status that he had.
他在这整个哥林多后书里面提到他很多的心情的写照。
And he recorded a lot of his emotions and what he thought in this book.
他会忧愁。
He was sorrowful.
但是他同时也被安慰了。
But he was also encouraged and comforted.
他会觉得很，他觉得很辛苦。
And he felt that it was very hard.
但是他又觉得神的恩典够用。
But he felt that the grace of God was sufficient.
他看到他教会里面的问题的时候，他心里很忧伤。
And he was very sad when he saw all the problems in the church.
但是他也看到希望。
But he also saw hope.
那所以在从第四章开始，他一直在提到他是有这个使徒的职分。
And so starting from chapter 4, he said that he had this ministry where the status is the servant of God.
那他这个作为一个神的使徒啊，主耶稣的使徒，他后来在第五章提到他是要做福音的使者，是要传达救人的信息的。
And so he had the status as the apostle of God to spread the gospel.
那接下去第六章呢，他讲他是跟神同工的，他是神的仆人。
And in chapter 6, he says he is the work of God and he is working with God.
我们请看第一节。
If we look at verse 1.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看哪、啊，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。第三节
，Verse three，
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。第四节
，Verse four，
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦。五节
，Five，
鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时。六节
，Six，
廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化。无畏的爱心。第七节
Verse 7,
真实的道理，神的大能，仁义的兵器，在左在右。八节
Verse 8,
荣耀羞辱恶名美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。九节
Verse 9,
似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的，似乎要死却是活着的，似乎受责罚却是不至丧命的， 十节，似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的，似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足的，似乎一无所有却是样样都有的。十一节，哥林多人啊，我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的。十二节，你们狭窄原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。十三节，你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。这段圣经呢，保罗他一开始提到他自己的身份。
In the beginning of this passage, Paul mentions his status.
所以我们今天在神面前首先要认清我们是谁。
So in front of God today, we must first understand who we are.
他很清楚知道他是跟神同工，所以神是主人，他是被差派的，听神的命令的人。
So Paul very clearly knew that he was a worker and that God has sent him and he was the one being sent.
那因为他知道他是要来跟神一起完成工作，所以他现在要他的重点就是要怎么样帮助弟兄姐妹能够在这个福音的事情上能够持守到底。
And so he knew that he was working with God and that his job was to help the members be able to keep the faith to the end.
因为主耶稣是主人，所以他说主是可畏的。
And because God is the master.
是可畏的，我们看第五章的第十一节说的。
Because God is the master, he said that he is worthy to be feared.
哦，我们既然知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，这是为什么他劝弟兄姐妹要不要徒受神的恩典，因为主是可畏的。
Because he knew that God was worthy to be feared, that is why he tried to persuade man.
主是有爱心的，是有怜悯的，这是我们知道的。
We know that God is a God of love and mercy.
但是不要忘记，主耶稣也是可畏的。
But you must also know that he is to be feared.
那他其实已经救了我们。
He has already saved us.
所以在他写信的这个对象里，哥林多教会的信徒基本上他们都领受了主耶稣的恩典了。
So the recipient of his letter, the church in Corinth, they had all received the grace of God.
所以他说我劝你们不可以徒受神的恩典。
And so they said you should not take the grace of God in vain.
哦，所以哦，他的原因是因为其实这个主耶稣基督来到这个世界就是神悦纳，也就是神拯救的日子来到了。
And the reason is because the day of salvation has already come.
那我们已经被神拯救了，我们已经脱离罪恶了。
Since we have already departed from sin because we have been saved by God.
所以我们现在既然领受这个白白得来的恩典，我们就不可以就不可以把它这个恩典当作是没有什么价值的。
So because we have freely received the salvation, we should not regard it as invaluable.
有时候我们会把这个白白得来的东西觉得没有什么价值。
So for things that we freely receive, we may see that there is no value to it.
在这个世界上很多事情，如果是不用钱的，人家就不会珍惜。
In this world, there are many things that if you did not buy it with money, then you would not cherish it.
如果那个东西你是要用钱去买，而且要很多钱去买，你就会很珍惜。就这个东西，不管怎么样也要看多看两眼呢。
But if you bought something with a lot of money, then you would cherish it greatly.
那所以现在对神给的恩典本身呢，我们不要认为是白白得来的，就觉得说啊，反正这个也不用花什么力气就得到了，就把它当作平常。
So we should not regard it as ordinary that we receive this grace of God freely without effort.
其实白白得来的不是说真的不用钱，是因为已经主耶稣付代价了，生命代价已经付出去了，我们只是没有看到而已。
The fact that we freely receive this grace does not mean that there was not a price that to pay for it, but rather that Jesus Christ had already paid the price for it.
所以我们现在已经被神悦纳，是被神拯救。我们现在对神的恩典一定要能够回报。
So now we must repay God's salvation and His acceptance.
那现在第三节他说：“我凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这个职分被人毁谤。”
In verse 3, he said, "We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry would not be discredited."
这件事情是因为他自己很清楚，他是当神的使者，是代表神的。
And this, he said this because he knew that he was a messenger of God.
所以他现在凡事都不会叫人因着他在福音上跌倒，所以他不会成为别人的绊脚石。
So in all things, he did not want to become a stumbling block to others in their path of faith.
当他知道他自己的身份是与神同工的，那么他所做的事情他就很谨慎。
So when he knew that his status was a fellow work of God, then he was very careful in all he did.
这是为什么我们今天如果我们了解我们从神所领受的恩典，我们就在凡事上我们都会尊重神。
That is, for us today, if we understand the grace that we have received from God, then we will honor God in all our ways.
我们要很小心的让我们自己不要成为别人的绊脚石。
We'll be very careful in that we do not become a stumbling block for others.
我们今天要做神的仆人，我们一定要了解，今天别人会看着我们，然后来去想想派我们的人是什么样的人。
So as a servant of God, we must realize that others will look at us and think about who it is who has sent us.
就好像我们今天在社会上生活，如果我们跟一个公司打交道，这个公司的员工如果是让你觉得很不满意的，你基本上对这个公司的主人呢，跟这个公司本身，你就会没有信心了。
So for example, if you are working with another company and you do not like the people who work then.Work there, then you won't have a good impression on the company as a whole.
因为这是很自然的，我们很自然的反应。
And this is a very natural reaction.
所以他现在保罗，他作为神的仆人，他本身有一个认知。
So Paul knew as a servant of God.
他既然代表神，那么这个职分他又很珍惜，所以他绝对不会因着他本身成为别人的绊脚石，让人家觉得说我不需要信耶稣。
So since he represented God, he cherished his status, and he did not want to become a stumbling block to others.
这是他第一个第一点，他做神的仆人，我们要学习的就是要认清我们的角色。
This is the first point that we can learn as a servant of God. We must know our status.
那接下来我们要有一个很积极的作为。
And then next, we must be very proactive.
所以第四节开始，他就说在各样的事情上，他都要表明自己是神的用人。
And so, starting in verse 4, he says, in all areas of his life, he wanted to show that he was the servant of God.
那在哪些方面？
In which areas?
第一个，他是为主耶稣受苦难的。
First, he suffered, endured hardship for God.
那他受苦难，这些苦难，他是用忍耐的心来承受起来。
And through these hardships, he used a heart of endurance to
get
through it.
他说在哪些事情上面，从那个患难、穷乏、困苦，他是在生活上他碰到了。
So in what areas, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, these are what he encountered in his life.
他自己本身的生活上的。
This was in his own life.
第五节，鞭打、监禁、扰乱是别人加给他的。
And in verse 5, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, this is what others did to him.
这是因着耶稣基督受到了逼迫。
And this is because he was persecuted because of Christ.
勤劳、警醒、不时是他对自我要求，他要求自己本身要做到的。他要行出来的。
And hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, this is what he required himself to do.
他进有时候当然不食，有时候可能是没有东西吃的。
Sometimes he may be hungry because he did not have anything to eat.
但其实很多时候保罗是为了他自己本身攻克己身的缘故，他进食不吃。
But many times it was for himself that he wanted to fast and not eat.
他勤劳，他警醒，其实都是为了要完成这个神交付给他职分的工的缘故。
He was, he worked hard and he was alert to complete this work that God had given him.
所以他从生活上，从外来的面对外来的逼迫上，以及他自我的要求上，他都是为了主的缘故忍受了这些他所碰到的事情。
So he endured all that he encountered, whether it was from other people or from the standards that he set for himself, all for Christ.
所以我们作为主的仆人，我们一定要能够忍受各种不一样的苦难。
So as the servant of God, we must be able to endure different hardships.
那从第六节开始
，Starting in verse six，
这个就是他在各样的事情，他怎么样来完成神的仆人这个特质，他所彰显出来的。
So starting in verse six, you see how he manifested the qualities of being the servant of God.
那这个品格上，这个属灵的品质上啊，我们就看到第一个就是廉洁。
So we see these spiritual attributes, which are purity.
那廉洁就是他对神存清洁的心，单一清洁的心。
So towards God, he had a very pure heart.
所以他对神，他就没有第二个意念，他就是他是我的主人，他是我的神。
So towards God, he did not have any other questions. He knew that God was his master.
这个廉洁的心，在他哥林多后书第十一章里面，他特别提到。
And he mentions this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们看第二节，十一章第二节。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
是我们每一个人也都要这样做的。
This is what all of us should do.
他说，我为你们起的恨恨是神那样的恨恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。第三节。
Verse 3.
我只怕你们的心或偏移邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃一样。这里圣经讲的是我们对神要存一个非常单一清洁的心。
So here it mentions that we, towards God, we must have a sincere and pure heart.
不要在我们心里面另外有一个我们觉得可以跟神同等 的对象在心里。
We should not have another person or thing that we think is equal to God in our hearts.
这是你看就好像这个夫妻之间 要求是贞洁的。
And just as between spouses, you want them to be fully devoted.
我们心里面只有我们的主耶稣基督。
In our hearts, we only have Christ.
不会有其他的偶像，不会有其他的那个钱财迷惑。
We will not have other idols or wealth.
然后接下来是知识连接这个纯一单纯的心之后，接下来是知识。
And so after purity, this is understanding.
那这个知识就认识神的知识。
This is the understanding of knowing God.
有认识神的知识，我们其实我们就会发出香气。
And when we know God, then we will give off a very fragrant smell.
我们看哥林多后书二章第十四节。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
我们要明白，我们今天如果真的认识主以后，我们的生命会改变的。
We must know that once we come to fully know God, then our lives will change.
感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜。并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。这里圣经讲的是，我们如果认识主耶稣基督，我们会发出香气。
In verse 14, of course, that if we know God, then we will give us this fragrance.
那他讲的这个我们借着我们，所以其实使徒本身他们是一个媒介，是要透过他们去传扬主耶稣基督的这个救恩，让很多人认识耶稣基督。
So the apostles, through them, they were able to spread the gospel to many people so they would come to know Christ.
那认识基督之后，其实人的生命改变，很自然的，人家就感受到我们就好像发出香气，人家会被吸引的。
So after they come to know Christ, then their lives have changed, and then they will come to know you as giving off a fragrant smell.
我们在越认识主耶稣基督，我们的生命改变越明显。
And once we come to know Christ even more, then we will see the changes in our life even more.
因为我们的人生目标、已经不一样，我们对生命的意义的认识已经不同了。
Because the goal and meaning of our life is different.
我们知道什么是有价值的。
We know what has value.
在哪些事情上是可以值得花时间下去的。
And what is worthy to spend a lot of time on.
那有些事情我们会禁戒，我们自己不要去做的。
And from other things, we prevent ourselves from doing it.
这都是因为我们真的认识耶稣基督。
This is because we have fully come to know God.
那所以，你看这个，如果真的认识主的人、我们会发现，我们跟他这个人相处会觉得很舒服，而且会有喜乐。
So for someone who truly knows God, we will realize that when we interact with them, we will be filled with joy.
那有这个认识神的知识，很自然的我们会想要去服务人、
And when you have this knowledge of God, then very naturally you want to serve others.
我们越认识主耶稣基督，我们一定会把我们对主的感受、这个主耶稣爱化作能够服务弟兄姐妹的一个机会，我们会想要去服务别人。
And so when we come to know God, then we want to use what we know of God to serve other people.
因为主耶稣就是做这个榜样的。
Because God has set this example for us.
这是为什么《哥林多后书》五章的第四章的第五节里面这样讲。
That is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, it records.
我们不是传自己，是传耶稣基督为主啊，而且自己因为耶稣做你们的仆人了。第五节。
Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
所以，因着认识耶稣基督，我们现在会成为众人的仆人。
Because we know Christ, we have become the servant of all men.
那所以，我们就会接下来就是真的是服侍弟兄姐妹了。
And so we come to serve our fellow brothers and sisters.
那我们在服侍弟兄姐妹当中一定会碰到人家会跟你讲一些话的。
And when in your servitude towards brothers and sisters, you will encounter situations when people tell you something.
教会这么多人。
There are so many members in the church.
每个人都有一张嘴巴。
Everyone has a mouth.
每一天都可以讲很多话。
And everyone can speak a lot.
所以有时候我们所做的事情，别人不见得会感谢我们。
So a lot of times, the things that we do, people may not be grateful towards us.
但是如果我们真的认识耶稣基督以后，
but if we truly come to understand Christ,
看主耶稣的那个的那个他的榜样，
and we look at the example that he set for us,
主耶稣是被骂不还口啊。
He was rebuked, but he did not speak back.
他被侮辱，他被不公平的对待，他并没有讲出威吓的话。
And he was treated unfairly, but he did not say anything back.
所以他就像那个无声的羔羊，默默承受他所遭遇的一切。
And he was like the sacrificial lamb, and he silently endured all things.
所以主耶稣表现出忍耐的一个很大的特质出来。
So Christ exemplified, how to endure.
所以我们作为一个神的仆人，接下去我们如果会服侍人呢、啊，想要去服侍别人，接下来我们一定要懂得忍耐。
So as a servant of God, if we want to serve others, then we must know how to endure.
我们会忍受别人对我们的伤害或侮辱。
We must endure through the hurt that others may bring to us.
我们就会对事对人都会沉得住气，不会想要去报复，不会想要去反击。
And we will not want to seek revenge for what others do towards us.
那有些事情我们在教会服侍，有些看着我们可能也不满意的，我们会觉得说啊，怎么会这样，怎么会那样？
Sometimes we may not be satisfied with what we see when working in the church.
有时候我们会发现说，哎，我有理由可以发，可以生气，可以发怒。
And you may think that you have a reason to be angry.
因为我们如果对照真理，会发现说，哎，这些人怎么可以这样子？
Because if you look at the truth, you may think, how are these people like this?
但是作为一个神的仆人，如果真的可以恒忍的，所以可以真的凡事忍下来的话，他一定会了解说，人的怒气其实不能成就神的意。
As a servant of God, if you are able to endure, and you will come to realize that you cannot fulfill the will of God or the righteousness of God through anger.
不管多对，只要我们一发怒，其实这个本来好的事情就变不好了。
And even if it was wrong, good. If you become angry, then it can become bad.
所以恒忍其实告诉我们说，我们今天对很多事情一定要能够有退一步来想，会忍一下，忍一时，忍下来的时候。很多事我们就看到神的旨意，神自己会带领。
And so when we endure and step back, sometimes we will see God's own guidance and His will.
那我们现在在做神的仆人，在服侍过程当中，我们会忍耐。其实这个是我们自己本身比较消极的态度而已。
So in the process of serving, if we are able to endure, this is kind of an attitude that we must have.
每个人都说我忍耐是有限度的嘛。
And everyone says that there is a limit to my patience and endurance.
我忍一次、两次、三次，可能五次我就不行了。
Maybe once or twice is okay, but after five times, then no.
就好像你就像一个瓶子，你现在装了很多怒气，装到最后有一天会满，满了之后就爆炸。
Just like a vase, if you fill it with a lot of anger, one day it will explode.
但是当主耶稣他讲的道理是说七十个，其实是说。忍下去，要继续装，要把这个瓶子扩大。
But Jesus preached that you must forgive 70 times 7 times, so you must make this vase larger.
所以其实我们常常说我们人的忍耐是有限度的时候，其实是我们把自己限制成我们人的想法而已。
So when we say that there is a limit to my patience, that means that you're limiting yourself to the thinking of man.
要让怎么样让这个怒气不会发作，不会爆炸。
And how do you prevent yourself from exploding in anger?
我们要把心肠变宽。
We must make widen our hearts.
所以我们要把我们的瓶子，我们的心呢，把它变宽阔。
So we must widen our the vase of our hearts.
那宽阔以后，你再装就装不满，怒气不会满了。
And once you have made it large and widen it, then no matter how much of anger, it will not fill it.
这是为什么第六章的第十二节那里说。
That is why in chapter 6, verse 12, it records.
他说：“你们狭窄，原不是在乎我们，是因在乎你们自己心肠狭窄。”
Says we are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us.
你看，今天如果我们的心肠狭窄啊，我们对不要说对教会弟兄姐妹，有时候对自己的配偶，我们都忍不下去了。
So if we are holding our affection, let's not talk about brothers and sisters, but towards a spouse, we cannot even have that patience.
在家庭里面，我们只要看到一点不愉快的事情，我们可能就。怒气发作了。
And we might explode in anger when there is a little matter in the house that we are unhappy with.
我们做父母亲的，对我们孩子，可能孩子做一些错的事情，我们就忍不下去，就破口大骂了。
And as parents, we might rebuke our children when they do something wrong.
那其实，如果我们这样做，我们已经变成别人的阻碍，我们就已经成为，就已经是违反了这个说，像保罗给的原则，他说凡事不叫别人有妨碍。
And so, if we are doing this, then we go against the principle of Paul that we would not be a block to anyone.
他， 我们现在看圣经的时候，不能只是看到，哎，这是保罗他自己本身呢，跟我什么关系？
So when we're reading the Bible, we cannot see that. Oh, that's Paul himself. It has nothing to do with me.
他现在写在这里，就是要让我们每一个人看，每一个人去效法的。所以这句话是对我说的。
So what he wrote here is for all of us to see and to emulate, and it is for us to read. For us.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们现在看到的每一句话都是要对我自己讲。
So every phrase or verse that we read in the Bible, it is talking to us.
我们就不能讲这个是保罗写的，这是他自己的感受，跟我什么，我为什么像他一样
？And we cannot say that this is what Paul wrote. This is how he felt. What has that got to do with me?
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们如果看到这句话是对我说的时候
，So when we're reading the Bible, we must realize that this is towards us.
那我们本身就会开始想，我要怎么样去把这句话应用在我的生活里。
Then we will come begin to think about how we can carry out that verse in our own lives.
所以现在除了恒忍忍下来之后，我们现在要有一个更积极的做法，就是要恩慈相待。
And in patience, after we are able to be patient and endure, then we must bring out kindness.
这个恩慈是什么意思
？What does it mean to be kind?
恩慈就是对别人有恩，善良仁慈，不以牙还牙，不以眼还眼的。
And so, kindness is.
就是。不会报复，不会去。
So not to repay evil with evil.
反而是会以善胜恶。
But you will conquer evil with goodness.
我们会以对他更好来让他感动，让他改变。
So you will be even better towards them, so that they are touched and moved and will change.
所以罗马书十二章的第二十一节啊。
So Romans chapter 12 verse 21.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12 verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
这个罗马书谈到这个，我们作为一个主耶稣门徒的这个生活的时候，在第二十一节特别提到说，你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
So verse 21 records, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
我们以善胜恶的基础，是因为我们知道主耶稣凡事都在看。
The foundation, the basis of us overcoming evil with good is because you know that in all things God is watching us.
深渊在我，我必报应。
God said that a vengeance is mine.
所以，如果神都已经会处理了，那我为什么要我自己来去做什么
？If God will already take care of it, then why do I need to act upon it?
那如果我不要以恶对恶，那我要怎么办？我以善胜恶。
So if I am not to repay evil with evil, then what am I to do? I must overcome evil with good.
今天我们做神的仆人，如果我们都有恩慈
，Today as a servant of God, if we are all filled with kindness,
教会其实不会有争吵的。
Then there will not be disputes in the church.
我们就不会有那种在教会里面说我跟谁不讲话。
We will not want to speak to a certain member of the church.
对我这么恶劣，我不要跟他讲话了。
They will not say that person is so bad to me. I do not want to speak.
我教会的时候我就不要碰到他，我碰到他的时候，我赶快转个弯跑掉。
In a church, I will try to avoid that person.
那其实这样子，我们其实是被恶所胜了。
But if that is the case, then we have been overcome with evil.
如果我们真的有恩慈，我们一定会以善胜恶，我们会可能对他更好。
If we truly have kindness, then we will be even better towards that person, and we will overcome evil with good.
这个叫做神的仆人。
And this is what it means to be the servant of God.
这个就是主耶稣基督的使者。
And this is what it means to be a messenger.
那要做到以善胜恶，我们自己做不到的啦。
And to be able to overcome evil with good, we cannot rely on ourselves.
因为我们每一个人都有，我们都有个性，我们都有脾气的。
Because all of us have our own personalities and we have a temper.
有时候我们虽然知道对的，我要对他好，但是就做不出来，没有办法。
Even though we know that we're supposed to be good towards them, we cannot act upon it.
有时候就看到这个脸，不喜欢。
Even when we see their face, we do not like it.
但是如果有圣灵的感化就不一样了。
But if we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit, then it is very different.
所以你看他第六节之后的恩慈下面来就是圣灵的感化。
And so, if we turn back and look at verse 6, it says, "After kindness is the Holy Spirit."
圣灵会改变一个人。
The Holy Spirit will change a person.
圣灵让我们可以不会顺服情欲，而会圣灵神的原则。
The Holy Spirit allows us not to go by our own desires, but rather by God.
所以我们如果下功夫祷告
，So if we put in the effort in prayer,
那我们对人就会有恩慈
，Then we will be kind towards others.
所以你看，我们今天作为一个神的仆人，我们凡事一定要记得祷告。
And so today is a servant of God, and all things you must do it by the by prayer.
我做不到，但是主耶稣可以。
I may not be able to do it, but God can.
主耶稣会帮助我做出来。
God will help me act upon it.
所以我们今天呢，一定要花时间祷告。
So today we must spend time in prayer.
我们教会弟兄姐妹，如果我们可以每一天每一件事情都记得祷告。
If we are able to pray every day for all the matters in our life,
那我们的生命一定会觉得，一定会感受到不同。
Then we will feel a difference in our life.
我们要做神的工作，也要祷告。
When we do the work of God, we must also pray.
你看，我们今天在教会里面排各种工作，我们每个人参与服事，有不同的职分要去尽。
So in the church, we have all assigned different duties that we
must
fulfill.
要做工以前，一定要先祷告。
And before we do this work, we must pray.
如果我们祷告了，那神的圣灵在感动我们呢，有时候做，当我们在做的时候，别人跟我们讲一些什么不好听的话，你就不会很在意了。
Even when we're doing it and we are led by the Holy Spirit, even if someone tells us something that is not pleasant to hear, we will not regard it.
所以每一件圣工，如果我们都会先祷告再去做的话，我们的很多问题就会没有了。
In a holy work, if we are able to pray before doing it, then this will get rid of a lot of problems.
借着祷告，圣灵的感动在我们心，在我们心里会运行做工。
And through prayer, the movement of the Holy Spirit will work within us.
那我们现在去做出来的工作，都是出于无畏的爱心。
And the work that we do will be out of love.
我们是真的出于主耶稣基督爱的激励，我们现在很愿意的去服侍弟兄姐妹。
And we will be compelled by the love of God to serve our brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这个每一件事情本身呢，我们都不是去为了要得到别人荣耀，我们不是要想说，我如果不要这样做会怎样，不会这样想的。
And so in all things we do, it is not to seek the glory from men.
我们对每一个人都会显出真实的爱。
But towards every person, we will have this true love.
这个爱是因为主耶稣基督已经先激励我们。
And this love is because God's love has first compelled us and touched us.
如果不是主耶稣爱的激励啊。
If it is not the love of God that compels us,
有时候我们的爱付出去是要祈求回报的。
Sometimes the love that we give, we want something in return.
所以我做一件事情，我就希望别人跟我说你做得很好。你如果没有给我说做得很好，我就心里面觉得很受伤。
So we are seeking others' approval when we do something. We want them to say that we did a good job, or else we will be hurt.
那这样其实我们是为谁做？
So who are we doing it for then?
其实我们是为了这一些人，真的从我们想要得到人的荣耀做出来的。
We are doing it for men. We want to receive men's compliment and glory.
但是这个无畏的爱心是真的，因着主耶稣感动我们，他圣灵激励我们去做出来的工作。
But the selfless love is because we are compelled by the love of God to do.
所以要有真实无畏的爱心呢。
So you must have this true love.
接下来第七节说要有真实的道理。
In verse seven says in truthful speech.
我们今天如果了解神的真道。
If we are able to understand the truth today.
那我们很多时候做神的仆人，我们说我们是成为神的仆人，我们其实不是只是说我到教会里面来扫扫地啊，煮煮饭就好了。
So we will come to know that as a servant of God, we do not come to church only to clean and to cook.
我们其实每一个人都要成为福音的使者，每一个人都要去传福音的。
But we must all become the messenger of the gospel and go out to preach.
我们今天如果对神的道理、真实的道理本身真的有明白以后
，If we truly understand the truth.
我们一定会去跟人家分享。
Then we will go and share it with other
people. 那我们去分享的时候，一定是完整的道理。
And when we share it, it will be the complete truth.
我们会告诉让我们的朋友、亲戚他们都了解说，今天我们靠我们自己在这个世上生活，其实是圣经说的是劳苦愁烦。
And so we will tell our friends and family that if we are relying on ourselves to live in this world, then this life is full of sorrow and worries.
我们会真的去把这个生命之道把它讲明。
And we will really share this word of life with all our friends and family.
我们会凭着主耶稣基督的救恩来讲解这个好消息的。
And we will spread this good news by preaching the salvation of Christ.
所以我们是把这个真理表明出来。
And so we are actually showing them this truth.
你看我们在传福音的时候，我们当然会告诉我们要讲的对象说，信耶稣有平安、有喜乐、有恩典。
Of course, when we are preaching, we'll tell the person that we're preaching to that to believe in Christ, there is peace and love and joy.
但不要忘记，信耶稣要遇到很多艰难。
But you must not forget that to believe in Christ, you will encounter many tribulations.
要进入神的国，要经历许多艰难。
And to enter the kingdom of God, you must go through many hardships.
但是经过有艰难没有关系，主耶稣基督给我们平安，他要赐给我们力量去胜过，我们一定可以成长。
But it is okay for us to encounter these tribulations because God will give us peace to overcome them.
所以这个真实的道理，我们如果能够明白以后，我们去分享的时候，我们一定是讲的很完整。
And so, if we are able to understand this truth when we speak it, it will be very complete.
那他们来到教会里面接受这个福音的时候，一定是不会说，哎，信耶稣之后怎么会碰到这种困难？
And so when they come to know Christ, they will not be surprised when they encounter tribulations.
他们不会有那个错误的期待。
They will not have this misconception.
所以他们就不会觉得失望，他们反而会看到神带领他们在生活当中越来越有平安。
And so they will not have this misconception, and they will realize that there is true peace in Christ.
然后接下去这个真实的道理，接下来是神的大能。
And following that is the power of God.
我们做神的仆人，我们每一个人要经历神的恩典。
As the servant of God, all of us will experience the grace of God.
我们如果对神的恩典没有体验呢？
If we do not experience the grace of God,
那有时候我们讲出来的话其实只是理性上、知识上而已。
Sometimes what we speak is only from our own knowledge.
我们这个话要本身要有力，是因为我们经历过。
And to have power in our speech, it is because we ourselves have gone through it.
这个真理本身，我们已经实行过，我们真的已经发现说这个真理是活着，是有力的。
And this truth is living and powerful in our own lives.
所以我们今天要追求在神的恩典上有长进。
So for us to pursue a growth in the truth.
在神的，我们做一个神的仆人，我们一定要从小的地方开始经历神的作为。
As a servant of God, we must try to experience God in the small matters.
我们从彼得后书第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
彼得后书三章十八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18。
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典上和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。最后，彼得后说最后这一句话，他勉励每一个人呢、啊，要在主耶稣基督的恩典上长进。
And so the last phrase in Second Peter encourages everyone to grow in the grace of the Lord.
我们要，你看，如果我们常常经历神的作为、啊、那个神的恩典在我们身上一件加一件。
If we experience God's work in our life daily, then we will see that this grace builds up.
我们就发现说这个道理是真的，因为神用神迹奇事恩典来印证我们所信的真理。
And we realize that this truth is real because God has used miracles and signs to confirm this truth.
那这个既然是真道，是生命之道，那我们每一个人都可以经历的。
If this is the truth and this is the word of life, then all of us can experience it.
那神的恩典，我们如果发现，不管在怎么困难，我在怎么软弱，神的恩典都够用了。
We realize that no matter what hardships or suffering we may go through, the grace of God is sufficient.
我们彼此在互相勉励，或者是我们对外在传福音的时候，我们所讲的道理本身都有力的。
And when we are encouraging one another or preaching to others, we will have power in what we say.
那我们有神的这个能力在身上，接下来他说要有仁义的兵器在左在右。
And after we have the power of God, we have weapons of righteousness in our right hand and the left hand.
这两手要拿着神给的兵器的、啊、
So in both hands, we have this weapon of righteousness.
那两只手要拿什么
？And so, what are we holding in our hands?
看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
看第十六节。
Verse 16.
以弗所书六章十六节。
Verse 16.
此外，又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。十七节，戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。所以从这两节看起来呢，一只手要拿这个信心做盾牌，一只手要拿圣灵的宝剑。所以这个说两只手的仁义的兵器在左在右。
So from these two verses, we see that in one hand we must take up the shield of faith, and in the other we must take up the sword of the spirit. So these are the weapons that we are to hold.
我们做神的仆人，我们现在要征战的对象是空中属灵气的恶魔，是跟魔鬼征战的，是属灵的战争。
So as a servant of God, the war that we are fighting is a spiritual war against Satan.
所以我们现在既然是这个跟灵战有关系的，要拿信心做盾牌去挡。
So because it is a spiritual war, we must take the shield of faith.
那魔鬼他会用很多种方法来攻击我们、啊、
And Satan will use many ways to attack us.
如果没有这个信心的盾牌，我们很容易就受伤了。
If we do not have this shield of faith, then we will be easily injured.
只要有信心呢，很多事情都可以克服。
But we can overcome many things with faith alone.
但是有信心去挡还不够啊。
But with faith alone, shielding us, this is not enough.
现在要有圣灵的宝剑，神的道理。
We must have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
所以，当我们有圣灵的宝剑这个能力以后，我们才有办法攻破魔鬼一切的营垒。
So when we have the power from the sword of the Holy Sword of the Spirit, that is when we are able to overcome these attacks from Satan.
我们圣灵是真理的圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is a true Spirit.
圣灵让我们明白真理，圣灵帮助我们能够执行，能够让这个神的道理发挥功用。
And so through this Sword of the Spirit, we are able to really enact the power of the Word of God.
然后这样子，我们就可以把人的心意夺回来。
And then we are able to retrieve the souls of men.
我们现在看哥林多后书第十章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章看第四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4.
我们看到这个兵器是什么？怎么样？这个兵器要发挥什么功用
？Let us look at what the function of these weapons are.
第十章第四节说：“我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。”第五节。
Verse 5.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了。又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。这里我们看到，当我们拿着这个仁义的兵器在左在右之后，在神面前就有能力了。
So we see that when we hold this weapon on left and right hand in front of God, we will have this power.
攻破魔鬼坚固的营垒。
This power to demolish the strongholds.
这个魔鬼的这个坚固营垒里面装什么？里面是藏着什么东西
？So what is hidden in the stronghold of Satan?
这个各样的计谋，就是各样的思念，各样的想法。
And this is various pretensions and various thoughts.
里面有很多拦阻人认识神的至高的事情，骄傲自大。
And many things that obstruct us from knowing God, and this is including pride itself.
高抬自己。
And lifting ourselves up.
他说，如果我们在神面前有能力，就可以把这个营垒拆掉，然后把这些人已经被掳去的，把他抓回来，顺服基督。
And so it says that if we have these weapons, then we are able to demolish these things in front of Christ and to bring back those who have already been led astray by this.
那所以，你看，我们今天做神的仆人，我们一定要信心要坚固。
So today, as a servant of God, we must stand firm in our faith.
我们如果信心不坚固，有时候我们去传福音的时候，被人一讲的时候，我们就被说服了，我们反而被啃不过去了。
And so, if we are not firm in our faith, sometimes when we go preach, we may be converted to the other person's religion.
我们有一姐妹本来也信心很好，以为很好，回去跟我的那个家人讲，真耶稣教才对。
And so there's a sister who appeared that she had very good faith, and she went home to preach to her family.
但其实她对道理本身还不是很明白。
But in reality, she did not know the truth very well.
体验还不是很深。
And she did not have a lot of experiences yet in the truth.
自己一个人孤军奋斗。
And so she, by herself, she had to endure this.
回去一讲，喂，就被人家讲过去了。
So when she went home to talk about it, then they won.
反而说啊，那这样真耶稣教会不一定是唯一得救的教会了。
And so she came to think that maybe True Jesus Church is not only the is not the only church that saved.
没有办法把人的心夺回来，反而是被掳去了。
And so she was not able to bring win over the hearts of others, but she was actually taken captive by them.
所以我们做神的仆人要两手拿着真的这个神说圣经说的仁义的兵器。
So as a servant of God, we truly need to hold on to the weapons in both hands.
看回来第六章第八节。
Let's turn back to chapter 6, verse 8.
荣耀羞辱，恶名美名。
The glory and dishonor, bad report and good report.
做神的仆人，有时候会享荣耀，有时候会被侮辱。
As a servant of God, sometimes we may be glorified and sometimes dishonored.
有时候有好的名声，有时候坏名声。
Sometimes we may have a good report and others sometimes bad.
就看要讲你的人是对你什么看法，就给你。如果他认为你很好，就讲好的；他认为你不好，就跟你讲坏的。所以每一个人做神的仆人，这个就是很自然的。有时候被骂，有时候被赞美。
And it is very natural as a servant of God, depending on who is talking about you, if they think you are good, then they will praise you. If they think you are bad, they will say bad things.
只是我们常常都会把那个被骂的记得很清楚，被人家赞美都忘记了。
But many times we forget when people praise us and we remember when people say bad things.
但是不管怎么样，我们要从神的话里面得到一个秘诀。
But no matter what, we must receive this mystery in the Word of God.
看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，知道怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。十三节。
13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。这个就是有荣耀，有羞辱，有恶名，有美名都没有关系，只要靠着那加给我们力量的。凡事都可以面对。
So it doesn't matter if we have glory, dishonor, bad report, or good, we can do everything through Christ who gives us strength.
所以神仆人的名证是什么？
And so what is the name of the servant of God?
我们对神有一个很单纯的信心， 单纯专一的心。
Towards God, we must have a pure and devoted heart.
我们认识耶稣基督，发出香气。
And we must know God and be able to give off this fragrance.
我们凡事都是可以忍耐的。
In all things, you must have patience and endure.
我们对人是有恩慈的。
And towards men, we will have kindness.
我们是懂得祷告，靠圣灵改变我们每一个人的。
And we know to pray and to use the Holy Spirit to change all of us.
因着主耶稣基督的爱的激励，我们有对人有无畏的爱心。
And being compelled by the love of God, that we will have the selfless love towards others.
我们对这个真理的道、真实的信仰非常确信。
And we are very sure of this true faith.
我们的身上都带着神的能力。
And all of us have the power of God amongst us.
我们手里拿着神公义的兵器，有信心，有神的道、圣灵的宝剑。
And we have this shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit in both our hands.
我们知道怎么处理各种不一样的状况。
And we know how to deal with all the situations we may encounter.
当我们有这一些神的仆人这些美德之后。
And when we have these attributes of the servant of God,
我们想一定会接着感受到神的奇妙恩典。
Then we will come to experience the wonderful grace of God.
那这个神的恩典就是第八节之后到第十节所讲的。
And this grace of God is what is recorded in verse 8 to 10.
看起来好像一无所有。
And it seems like they do not have anything.
但是其实是样样都有。
But in reality, they have everything.
看起来是好像快要死了，但是其实是活着。
On the surface, it may appear that they are dying, but yet they are alive.
看起来好像是被处罚、被惩治，但是其实是没有死啊，也没有被处死啊。
And on the surface, it may appear that they are beaten and killed, but they did not.
似乎有愁，却是喜乐的。
And they have nothing, but they are full of rejoicing.
然后似乎贫穷，却是叫人富足的。
And even though they appear poor, they are rich.
所以我们都能够感受到这个神的恩典真的是够用。
So we will come to realize that the grace of God is truly sufficient.
做神的工作绝对不会落空的。
And you will not be empty-handed if you do the work of God.
我们今天为神所付出，为因着神的爱付出的一切，神都纪念的。
And if we are able to do everything out of the love of God, then God will remember this.
最后是真的样样都有。
And lastly, we'll have everything.
我们真的在教会里面感受到，在神的大家庭里面真的很享受。
And we will truly come to cherish what it feels to be in the family of God.
在这个社会上，我们到哪个地方去找到一个真实的一个团体，是每一个人都有同样的信念。
And it is hard for us to find in society a group of people who all have the same heart.
真的是真诚相待的，真诚就是很 sincere。
So they are all very sincere.
每一个人都是。真的是有那个无畏的爱心，
and all of them have this selfless love.
而且都是谦卑，
and they are humble.
然后很愿意去服务别人，
and they're willing to serve others.
真的只有在以主耶稣基督为中心，真的属神的教会才能发现到神的家里。
And this is only seen in God's family in a church that has Christ as its center.
那我们当我们有神的仆人这个追求的时候。
So when we have this pursuit of wanting to be the servant of God,
你看保罗他自己说，他是他有当父亲的心情。
Paul says he had the feeling that he was a parent.
他口是张开的，心是宽宏的。
And even though he opened his mouth, his heart was very accepting.
也就是说，他的口，他有什么问题啊？他嘴巴会讲啊。
So sometimes when there's problems, he will say it.
他讲话，其实保罗他自己讲话也很直接。
And he was very straightforward.
他就骂他们说，其实他也不是骂他们，他只是讲一个事实。他说，你看你们这个心肠狭窄。
And he will say this reality that their hearts are small.
因为当时候有教会有一些人呢，真的是在质疑保罗的这个各种他的爱心，其实他们是误解了他的心呢。
And at that time, there are many people who misunderstood the heart of Paul.
所以他直言不讳啊，他一针见血就讲出他们的问题啊。
And so he quickly spoke of what their problem was.
但是同时，他的心又是很宽大的。
But his heart was very wide.
他的宽大在哪里表现出来
？And how can you see that his heart was very wide?
他说哦，这些人哦，如果愿意回头哦，就接纳他们，不要让他们忧愁过度。
He said that if these people are willing to return, then let us accept them.
如果看哥林多后书第二章
，Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章，看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节说，若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分是恐怕说的太重了。第六节
，six，
这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。第七节
，seven，
倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。第八节
，eight，
所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。他的心的宽宏就在这里表现出来。
So we see this the width of his love here.
所以他是像一个做父亲的接纳他的孩子一样。
So he is like a parent that is willing to accept.
所以保罗才会说，在教会里面，我们一定要记得，我们要有维护的心情，而不是做老师、做师傅的心情。
And so, the Bible teaches us that we must have the heart of a parent rather than a teacher.
那现在从刚才所分享的是，我们现在这个人所表现出来的属灵的特质，我们对教会、对弟兄姐妹所存的这个心呢，我们的心。
And so what we just mentioned, these are the attributes, and also the heart of someone in the church.
那最后我们要提到一个问题，就是我们的生活问题。
And lastly, we want to mention the problem of our daily life.
做神的仆人是代表神的。
As a servant of God, you are representing God.
神是圣洁的神。
And God is a holy God.
所以呢，你现在看第哥林多后书六章第十四节开始。
So starting from verse 14, you will see.
十四节到第十八节，这一段都在讲要过分别为圣的生活。
And from verse 14, verse 18, it says to live a life that is separate.
神的仆人，我们今天要彰显出神仆人的名正，在我们的生活当中就要看得出来。
So you must show that we are the status of the servant of God in our daily life.
第十四节说，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同乎一轭。
Verse 14 says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers."
所以这里告诉我们说，其实我们很多时候用这一段来讲关于婚姻的道理。
Many times you use this verse when you're talking about marriage.
这是对的。
This is correct.
但是其实更深入的部分是我们今天一定要过一个分别为圣的生活，跟这个不信的世代是不一样的。
But for us today, it also means that we must be separate and holy and different from this world.
所以这个世界认为可以做的，我们不见得可以做。
So what this world says that we can do, we may not do it.
因为事实就是信跟不信不能够组合在一起的。
Because the reality is that we cannot be yoked together between those who believe and those who don't.
他接下来他所分析的这个信跟不信不配的事实就是义跟不义的有什么相交？
And so the reality is, what is there in common between good and evil?
光明跟黑暗有什么相通
？Between light and darkness.
基督跟比列有什么相合
？Between Christ and Belial.
信主跟不信主的有什么相干
？Between a believer and an unbeliever.
神的殿跟偶像有什么相同
？Between the temple of God and idols.
他现在一开始讲不相配。
And he said that they are not in harmony.
十四节一开始是讲不相配嘛，哈。
And in verse 14, they said that.
然后接下去他讲这个相交、相通、相干、相合，然后不相同，他现在都开始要讲不一样的。
So they mentions in common, fellowship, harmony, so in agreement. So it's trying to tell you that it is not the same.
它都是一个对比，一组一组的对比。
So you have groups of these contrasts.
但是也就是说，信跟不信的人，他所走的方向是不同的。
That is to say that those who believe and those who don't, they going in a different direction.
所以是不可能一起工作，也就是不可能再走向同一个目标了。
So it's impossible for them to be walking towards the same goal.
就是因为这样子，所以你看他第十六节开始，他讲神说过的话。
And so in verse 16, he starts to mention what God Himself had said.
神要求他的百姓要分别为圣。
God required His people to be separate.
我要在他们当中居住，在他们当中来往。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
God said, "I will live with them and will walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people."
你看，这里他的关系是神跟他的子民的关系。
This is the relationship between God and His people.
他说，神要住在他的子民当中。
God said He will live amongst His people.
所以呢，第十七节说要从他们中间出来，与他们有分别，不要沾不洁净的物。
So in verse 17 it says, "Come out and be separate, touch no unclean thing."
不要沾不洁净的物哦。
Touch no unclean thing.
好，所以我们要知道什么叫做不洁净的物。
So we must know what is unclean.
然后接下来第十八节说，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。
In verse 18, it says, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters."
这是全能的主说的。
This is what the Lord Almighty said.
现在，这个关系已经变成父亲跟儿女的关系了。
This relationship is now between father and son.
所以，从神跟子民，这个是很多，这个就好像神是高高在上，我们站在地上，我们是尊贵跟卑微的。
And so, when we talk about God being high above and His people being humble and lowly.
但如果我们了解到这一点以后，我们一定要从这个世界里面被分别出来。
But once you understand this, you must be separate and come out from the world.
那分别的做法就是不要去沾不洁净的东西。
And to be separate from them means that we will touch no unclean thing.
如果能够这样做，那就他就变成我们的父亲，我们变成他的儿女。
And if we are able to do this, then God will become our father, and we will become His children.
神是高高在上的，是没有改变的。
And God is high above.
他是全能的主。
And He is Almighty God.
这个全能的主要成为我们的父亲。
This Almighty God will become our father.
他要求他的儿女是圣洁的。
And His requirement for His children is that they be holy.
所以我们作为今天作为一个神的仆人。
So today is a servant of God.
了解我们的身份以后。
Once you come to understand our status,
我们一定要知道什么是不洁净的，我不可以去碰的。
We must know what is unclean that we cannot touch.
所以我们要知道，要知道圣俗分别啊。
And so we must know how to be separate.
我们现在看一节经节，看以西结书四十四章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 44.
以西结书四十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
二十三节。
23,
这是神的仆人应当要做的工作。
And this is what the servant of God should do.
以西结书四十四章二十三节。
Chapter 44, verse 23.
他们要使我的民知道圣俗的分别，又使他们分辨洁净的和不洁净的。
Verse 23. They are to teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean.
所以这个圣俗的分别，不但我们自己本身要了解，我们一定还要去告诉我们的弟兄姐妹、我们的家人、我们每一个我们身边的人都要知道什么叫圣俗和分别。
So this discernment is not only for ourselves, but rather we must teach others around us what is unclean and clean.
所以我们要知道说什么电影是不要去看的。
And so we must know what movies we should not watch.
我们家里面这不洁净的东西不要有。
And we should not have unclean things in our home.
什么样的音乐我们是不要去听的。
What kind of music we should not listen to.
什么样的网站不要去进的。
What kind of websites we should not enter.
今天我们在家里面要把那个不洁净的东西把它排除。
Today in our homes, we must get rid of what is unclean.
什么是不洁净的东西？
What is unclean?
那个东西只要会污染我们的心灵，会让我们的心偏向色情、暴力的，都要把它除掉。
Anything that pollutes our hearts and leads it towards the direction of violence, this is unclean.
今天在社会上有很多人，他觉得说很多事情没有什么关系啊。
In society today, a lot of people feel that there are a lot of things that are okay.
但对我们属神人来说，是绝对不可以。
But for us who belong to God, this is not okay.
因为主耶稣告已经神自己这样宣告的。
Because God has already proclaimed this.
他说你们要从他们中间出来，跟他们分别。
He said that you must come out from them and be separate.
所以今天我们的朋友可以做的事情，我们不见得可以做。
So today, what our friends can do, we may not be able to do.
这不是说一个规矩，不是说一个条例的。
And this is not a requirement.
不是一个 regulation.
It is not a regulation.
其实是因着我们认识神，我们自己要不要去，就不会去沾这个不洁净的。
But rather through knowing God, then we would not want to touch the things that are unclean.
所以我们家里面不要有这些不好的东西。
So we should not have these unclean things in our home.
不好的东西不只有是拜偶像的东西。
Unclean things does not only is not only in regards to things associated with idols.
书籍、CD、影片，任何会污染我们心灵的东西，都要把它排除。
But rather, any CDs or movies, anything that can pollute our hearts, we must get rid of this.
我们要记住，我们这个人的这个记忆啊，很奇怪啊。
We must remember that the memory of man is very interesting.
你看，我们人如果老了以后
，When you're old.
以前过去的那个事情哦，想忘都忘不了。
The things that happened in the past, you even if you want to forget it, you can't.
啊，然后最近的东西想要记都记不起来。
And the things that just happened recently that you want to remember, you can't.
所以我们年轻的时候所做的事情一定要非常谨慎。
So we must be very alert in the things that we do in our youth.
否则我们到老的时候，我们想忘都忘不了。
Whereas when we are old, we want to forget about we are able to.
我们有一个姐妹，她后来才信主，已经快七十岁了。
And there is a sister who came to believe in Christ, and she was around 70 years old.
她来信主的时候是生命一个很大的转变。
And when she came to Christ, there was a big turning point in her life.
圣经讲的时候，还好她脑筋还不错，她很多东西都记得起来。
And when they were talking about the Bible, thank God that her mind was very clear and she was able to remember a lot of things.
但是她以前坏的东西，她忘不掉。
But a lot of bad things that happened in her past, she was unable to forget.
她就一直记着她先生对她怎么不好。
She kept remembering how her husband had mistreated her.
过去有什么很让她觉得心里面很愁苦的那种记忆啊，就一直留在那里了。
And the memories that brought a lot of sorrow in her heart lasted.
她记住的都是不好的东西也比较多了。
So what she remembered was mostly the bad things.
所以我们今天呢，会发现说，有些事我们年轻的时代，如果我们可以把这些不洁净的东西都把它排除以后
，So we come to realize that in our youth, if we are able to get rid of all these unclean things,
我们做的都是神喜悦的事情。
If we are able to do everything that God is pleasing to God.
当我们老了以后
，When we are advanced in age,
我们都不会忘记。
We will not forget.
不会忘记神的恩典。
We will not forget the grace of God.
不会忘记我们因着神的爱里面所领受到的那些美好的回忆。
We will not forget the wonderful memories that we received out of the love of God.
那我们老的时候
，When we are old,
一定跟一定是不一样的。
It will be very different.
那老的时候一定会真的充满感谢跟喜乐。
And when we are old, we will be filled with joy and thanksgiving.
老的时候散发出来的真的是智慧。真的是很慈祥，而且是很满足。
And what we show when we are old is true wisdom and contentment.
所以我们要了解，我们要过一个分别为圣的生活。
So we must understand that we must live a life that is separate.
不要让我们的心灵从年轻的时代就去有那个罪恶的不好的印象在里面，出不去。
So we must not have these bad and sinful images in our hearts that we cannot get rid of.
那这样我们也才有办法在神面前存一个纯义干净的心呢。
Only then can we have a pure and clean heart before the Lord.
如果我们没有一个干净的心呢，我们就没有办法见到神。
If we do not have a clean and pure heart, then we cannot see God.
因为这个罪恶的阴影呢，一直会蒙着在我们当中。
Because the shadow of sin will be amongst us.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，大家彼此勉励。
So we must encourage one another.
在我们的生活当中，要彰显出作为一个神的仆人应当有的证明。
That we should manifest the proof of being God's servant in our daily lives.
我们每一个人一定都能够成为神的使者。
That all of us can be a messenger of God.
不但是传福音，
not only in preaching,
而且我们本身就是一个见证，
but that we ourselves are a living testimony.
那主耶稣基督的名就被荣耀了，
so that the name of God can be glorified.
我们一起来唱诗，
let us sing hymn
224首，
224.